You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Yesterday, analysts say uncertainty over the timing of a rate hike and low oil prices are among the biggest factors spooking investors. Quite a few of America's school classrooms will be getting help in the coming school year from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and DonorsChoose.org. Gates Foundation co-founder Bill Gates says much of America's public education system needs help.
Teachers across the country are struggling to give their classes great tools for learning. I see it whenever I'm out on a visit.
That's why the Gates Foundation will be matching all donations received today at DonorsChoose.org up to $1 million. Charles Best, the chief executive and founder of Donors Choose, says most of their donations go to high-need schools and that overall America's public schools shouldn't be short of supplies.
We think every teacher should have the materials they need to make their classroom a vibrant place of learning.
You can give any amount you want to a specific project and find out more at DonorsChoose.org. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter and join us online at USAHeadlineNews.com for more special interest stories, news, and headlines. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
And the weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area starts today with sunny skies, a high near 83 degrees. North winds between 7 and 9 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies and a low around 62 degrees. North winds around 6 miles per hour. On Saturday, we'll have partly sunny skies, a high near 81, and northeasterly winds between 7 and 9 miles per hour. Saturday night, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy, and a low around 64 degrees. Calm winds and the chance of precipitation is 20%. Sunday, a chance of showers again, partly sunny, and a high near 82 degrees. Easterly winds between 3 and 5 miles per hour, the chance of precipitation is 30%. Sunday night, partly cloudy skies, a low around 63, and we can start our work week on Monday with mostly sunny skies and a high near 84. And you're listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show, here every Friday morning from 10 to 11 on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio Station. I am Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline and your host of the show, and very happy to be here this morning after all those thunderstorms last night. Nice sunny skies today and a bit of a breeze. So I am going to inundate you today with all of the wonderful things that our nonprofits are doing here in Hunterdon County. You know, it's the summertime, people are on vacation, things get slower, or so we think, but not with our nonprofits. And why? Because we still have homelessness. We still have seniors in need. We still have domestic violence, unfortunately. And a nonprofit organization, their work, never done. Never done, unfortunately. We try to make strides. We ask all of you who are listening to help us. Help us with donations. Help us with volunteerism. Help us with so many different ways that we can help people who are in need all the time. Even just educating each other. What is the plight, for instance, of the immigrant population here in Hunterdon County? We're hearing a lot about this in politics. We certainly talk about the borders, but let's not forget that we have an immigrant population that comes here legally, that is struggling like every American to make good, to take care of their family, to access this land of opportunity. And while they're accessing this land of opportunity, they're just not taking away their giving. Absolutely giving back to the community. A case in point, one of our volunteers who I know is listening right now, I was hoping that he would come on the air, is Noah. He's actually across the hall where Hunterdon Helpline offices are, listening there with one of our staff extraordinaires, Carol. And he is a perfect example of someone who has come here from another country, the Sudan, and is really not just affording himself the opportunities of America, but giving back. He volunteers for Helpline 4 days a week and talks to our seniors, does things in the office for us. He's just become an integral part of Hunterdon Helpline. That's not even giving back in his own community. That's giving back to the county. That's giving back to people who live in our area. And it's kind of interesting to talk to Noah and to compare just how we take care of our seniors here compared to other countries. That's been a very interesting conversation. So I'm hoping that he will come on the air next week. He said he wanted a bit of time. I know I'm embarrassing him, and I'm glad because he should have been sitting across from me right now. But he's going to work himself up to coming here on the air, which is just a shout out to all of you. If you want to be on the air, it's easy, it's fun, it's conversational, nothing to worry about. But it is very interesting to work with our volunteers at Helpline and see their perspective on many of the programs that we have, including the seniors, because our seniors are isolated, they are marginalized. We take care of our seniors in a different way than they do in other countries, sometimes better, sometimes not, and we learn from each other. You know, what can we do to make our seniors less isolated? How can we help them age in place, but do so in a healthy way? We don't want somebody just staying in their apartment, not taking their pills, not eating, not showering and dressing and so forth. At that point in time, obviously that person needs more help. And aging in place, which has come to mean a wonderful thing here in this country, may not be the right thing. It may be that it's time to go to a facility. We have many clients who we have called for telephone reassurance, or we have visited through our friendly visitor program and now our volunteer shopper program, who were fine maybe, you know, up until a year ago and now need further assistance. So, you know, we do this in stages. They may just have somebody come in once a day to tidy up, to make sure the meals are cooked and ready. If they haven't been able to prepare their own meals, of course, Hunterdon Helpline is going to link them to the other organizations in the community, such as Meals on Wheels, to get them the appropriate nourishment that they need. Let's face it. We drag ourselves home after work, and if everybody's out at soccer or everybody is at a meeting or what have you, and you're the only person there for dinner, who wants to start cooking? You know, 6 o'clock, I'm done. If nobody's there to partake in the meal with me, you know, I'll grab something out of the freezer, whatever, or not even that. So a senior's no different. to sit there and not have the camaraderie, the company to enjoy a meal, it's a little discouraging. And why bother? Why bother? Just have a snack or have a cup of tea. And that's where our seniors go wrong. That's one of the nice things about telephone reassurance, is that we call our seniors on a daily basis, sometimes once or several times a day, and we remind them to have a meal. We remind them to drink during the summertime because we know how quickly we all can get dehydrated. We will stay on the phone while they take their medication, if need be. And that way they can age in place. But again, sometimes it's time for our clients to move on to a facility where we know they're going to get 24/7 care. But we don't stop calling, because the connection to community and to other human beings is so key to our health, both mentally and physically. And I say this all the time. More and more studies show that we are a social animal. We thrive on being with other people. And so even though we want to stay in familiar surroundings, if we are not getting out of the house, if people aren't coming to visit, if people aren't even picking up the phone to say hello, our health will in fact deteriorate. Think of the couples that you know, and you know, of course this is almost a stereotype, but so true. Couples who you know, the husband finally retires and the wife says, oh my gosh, he's puttering around the house and he's interfering with my bridge game or whatever. If she also is working but hasn't retired yet, oh, I have to now worry about him and coming home and not my board meeting. So that person suddenly finds himself or herself in a situation where they no longer have that social connection. And what happens? Well, the easy thing is to sit in a chair and start watching TV. Well, you know that that is not healthy physically. And also, I will say, one of the things that we see quite a bit is depression. Because we don't have that social connection anymore, because we have to wait once a week or even once a month to see our loved ones for a visit or our grandchildren, it's depleting, it's depressing, and it just health-wise, just kind of draining, that we're sitting in one spot without the vibrancy of communication with others, without knowing that other people care. And just think about the inability to make new friends when, unfortunately, when you reach a certain age, you're losing friends. So all of these things together require that we take notice of the fact that we are a social community. Noah and I have talked, and in fact, we were talking this morning with Carol, about how a family is raised, and do we have the same kinds of connections that we did years ago when, for instance, my grandparents were very near physically to us. And so were my great aunts and uncles, my great grandparents. So I had that wonderful upbringing. We don't get that a lot of times. And we're moving. We're moving across the country to take a better job, to do better by our family. But what are we missing? We're missing those connections. So this too, you know, presents an opportunity to volunteer, an opportunity to say, I want to be connected with the older generation. And certainly you can call Helpline at 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357, and volunteer just like Noah. Be connected with somebody who could use the socialization, who would appreciate having a chat or a visit. I'm going to take a short break, and then we'll be right back to talk about Helpline, but also the other nonprofits in the area, some of which also provide services for seniors.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon.
Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 48% of executives see the golf course as an ideal business environment? 93% said playing golf with a business associate is a good way to establish a closer relationship. This September, bring your business to the green and join us for our 2015 Golf Classic. This year's event will take place on Monday, September 21st at Copper Hill Country Club with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Don't miss this annual event, which includes exciting contests, a networking luncheon, an award ceremony that will present the winning foursome with the Hunterdon Cup. For more details, please visit www.hunterdonchamber.org or call the Chamber at 908-782-7115.
And you're back with Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Blinds radio show every Friday morning. And do go to our website, www.helplinehc.org, helplinehc.org, for more information on anything that I'm talking about this morning, our senior programs, our literacy services programs, emergency assistance, so much more. Work connectivity for those who are looking for employment. We connect you with Hunterdon County employers, and you'll get a feel for what it is we do in the community for 46 years. It's amazing, absolutely amazing. Needless to say, I have not worked at Helpline for 46 years, but I did start out as a volunteer, close to seven years ago, and I was a friendly visitor. So here we are talking about our seniors and the programs for seniors. I was a friendly visitor, and it was a very interesting volunteer job at first, and then it became part of my life and my family's life because my friend became part of our family, and it was a wonderful thing. Again, we talked about being away from our families, having a distance with our families. My kids would come home from college and visit my friend Madeline with me. And it was just wonderful for them, given that they were not near family. So Madeline became part of our family, and it was great. And we visited her first in her home, then whenever she was in the hospital, unfortunately, in rehab. We visited her when she went to an assisted facility. We visited her when she went to more of a nursing home environment. And it was absolutely an incredible experience. Our seniors need us. It is a growing population here in Hunterdon County, and the challenges are going to increase, not lessen. And, you know, volunteering is amazing because we think we're giving something back, and yet we learn so much. I know that when I make the telephone reassurance calls, the more I speak to our clients, the more I find that I have so much in common with each of them in various ways. Unfortunately, we just lost one of our loving clients, and she had parrots, as I do, and I would talk to her about the parrots, and we would exchange information about birds. When somebody else talked to her, they had grandchildren in common. It's just amazing that human beings come together on so many different levels, and it's a different relationship with different people. So what we get out of it is absolutely incredible. Another senior that we call is into gardening. And after throwing out my summer geraniums year after year after year and buying them again at the start of the summer season, she taught me that I could bring those geraniums inside and just put them in my basement and that they would continue to grow. And guess what? They did. I will never buy another geranium at the start of the summer again, much to the chagrin of the nurseries around here, I'm sure. But they will get me for Miracle-Gro and other plant food. But my geraniums are thriving. We learn so much from each other if we would just open ourselves to doing that. And so again, if you're interested in volunteering, but not for seniors, you're a retired teacher, or you're a English major and love the English language, we have literacy services, and that connects a adult tutor with an adult learner to learn English. And that could be someone whose native language is English, but they need help with reading and writing. Or it could be somebody from another country who wants to learn English now that they are making their home here in the United States. It's a great program. It does require training. We have a 5-week program, 15 hours total, and we're always connected with our tutors, always making sure that they have the resources that they need. So we have a lot of different opportunities at Hunterdon Helpline, and I always say Helpline runs on volunteers. We could not do it without all of you. We have about 90 volunteers who are able to help us get our programs and services to our clients, to those in need, and never with a fee. And we could not do that otherwise. Couldn't do that without your help either, through a donation, through a grant. So we all work together in this village to make sure that people get the resources that they need. And I'm going to talk in the next half hour about Give Hunterdon, which is an organization of nonprofits in the area that have come together to support each other to get the message out to all of you as to what we do for all of these demographic groups that need your help. Very, very important. Recently, I just joined a new initiative. It's called CARE. It's an initiative for people with diabetes, but also for the prevention of diabetes. And it brings, again, different agencies and organizations together to educate, to assist, to link a person who may have been diagnosed or their doctor is telling them, hey, you better start paying attention to what you're consuming, to your exercise, etc., because you're headed in that direction of diabetes. And it is an amazing group of people, from Rutgers to Hunterdon Medical Center to the Family Success Center to ShopRite. We're all sitting around the table to talk about diabetes and how do we help our clients. And again, very, very important. You know, you can have all the money in the world. You can have the best job, the best career, but if you don't have your health, what is the good of that? And if you don't have your health, what are you passing down to your children? You know, I'm sure they'd rather you stick around longer than just get their inheritance or even their legacy. And there's nothing like the living word in terms of guidance and support for our children. So we need to take care of ourselves. But are we? And that's something that's, you know, really important. I was sitting at the latest CARE committee meeting, and we were talking about how our telephone reassurance program makes sure that our clients take their medication every day. And as I said before in the last segment, that we will stay on the line while they do take that medication. And it was pretty funny because I said, well, you know, you're probably all like me. I get the antibiotics and it's supposed to be for 10 days. And who really takes them for 10 days? As soon as I start feeling well, I stop taking them. Well, they all stared me down. That was awful. Apparently, they all take their antibiotics for the full amount prescribed. So I have to be very careful. But the next time I get antibiotics, I will see those accusatory faces remember that I must continue to take those meds. But that's a perfect example of how we need to support each other. No man is an island. Who is that? Dylan Thomas? I can't remember who said that. The fact is that we need support from other people. And that's how we survive here on Earth, is through support from other people. I don't care if we're talking about the seniors. I don't care if we're talking about our adult learners who want to assimilate and need help with the language, or even those who speak English but somehow fell through the cracks. They didn't get the help that they needed, but now we're offering it to them. Work connectivity. People who have been unemployed for quite some time, who've gone through unemployment, who've sent their resumes out, who've done all the right things, but unfortunately, with downsizing, etc., have not been able to get a job. They need assistance. Because we all know, if we want a job, it's who you know. It is truly who you know. Your resume is great, but if you could have an in with somebody who is already in the company, we have been taught this over and over, not just by coaches, but through experience, that it helps that somebody within the company gives a shout out to you, to HR, or the person who is hiring. So we all rely upon each other. It's a helping hand all around, which is why we call the show Hands Across Hunterdon. So with our work connectivity program, because Hunterdon Helpline, after 46 years, we are the information and referral for Hunterdon County. We're 24/7, 365 days out of the year. If we don't know the employers in this county, who does? And so it was a natural thing to help our clients who have been looking for a job for some time connect with a company and be able to say to the employer, look, we have people who want to work here right in your front yard, not your backyard, your front yard. And let's see if you've got a job that fits this person, or let's see if we've got a person who fits your job. And it's a fledgling program, but so far we're doing pretty well. But again, it's based on connections. It's based on those relationships. Very, very important. So we reach out to everyone. What can we do to fill in the gaps? What can we do to assist someone who's facing challenges? And we all do at one time or another. How can we reach out? How can we help them? And it's incredibly important that we all work together to face those challenges, but to create opportunities for people to succeed. Because if one person succeeds, their entire family succeeds. If their entire family succeeds, then their community succeeds. If the community succeeds, then our governments succeed. Okay? Taxpayers, we all say, oh, are they taxpaying citizens? Well, sometimes they're taxpaying citizens and they don't have a job. Sometimes they're taxpaying citizens and they're about to lose their home. The more we can help them, the better for all of us. So I'm going to take a break, and then we're going to talk about our Give Hunterdon cohorts and all the wonderful things that they do and any kind of assistance they need from all of you. So don't go away, because this is your opportunity to help your community.
Music.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Florida Senator and Republican President candidate Marco Rubio calls Detroit an example of opportunity for a new American economy. Speaking to the Detroit Economic Club yesterday, says the city is in a unique position.
No city understands the heights attainable through the American dream better than Detroit, and no city understands the pain of losing the dream and the importance of restoring it.
For the first time in the 60-year history of the Army's Ranger School, two women will graduate today. Captain Kristen Griest and First Lieutenant Shay Haver will be the first women to receive Ranger tabs. They'll be honored along with 94 other classmates in a ceremony at Fort Benning, Georgia. Firefighting experts from Australia and New Zealand are flying to the U.S. to help extinguish the flames torching western states. A team of more than 70 specialists will arrive in Boise, Idaho on Sunday, and they'd be assigned to fires in California, Oregon, and Washington. The help comes as local officials warn they do not have enough resources to keep up. This is USA Headline News.
Do you have trouble remembering names or where you left your keys? Ever feel like you're just in a mental fog? Over 140 million Americans over 40 suffer age-related memory loss. That's because, as we age, our brains stop producing vital neuropeptides, making it harder to retain important information. In fact, by age 50, the average person has lost half their short-term memory capacity. That's why a team of neuroscientists created Cebria, a medical miracle shown in a double-blind clinical trial to dramatically improve short-term memory in just 30 days. Better memory and clarity can boost your career and help you enjoy time with your kids and grandkids. Call 800-413-8643 now to receive a full 30-day supply of Cebria risk-free. Dramatically improve your memory with Cebria. Just call 800-413-8643. That's 800-413-8643. 8643. 800-413-8643.
The weather forecast for Hunterdon County is sunny today with a high near 83. Tonight, partly cloudy skies and a low around 62. Saturday, partly sunny skies and a high near 81. Saturday evening, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy skies, and a low around 64 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Sunday, we do have a chance of showers, partly sunny skies, and a high near 82. The chance of precipitation increases to 30%. Sunday night, partly cloudy skies, and a low around 63. Monday, mostly sunny skies, with a high near 84, becoming partly cloudy in the evening and a low around 63. And you're back. Thanks for staying with us at Hands Across Hunterdon. Hunterdon Helpline, 46 years old this year, started out as a teen hotline and is now a hotline for everyone, 24/7, 365 days out of the year. What does that mean? You can call us at any time for any issue. Are you facing employment challenges? Give us a call. Homelessness? Give us a call. Just need community information, like I said earlier. After 46 years, who else knows Hunterdon County like we do? Suicide prevention, compassionate listening, and of course, after hours, we are the social services go-to for both Hunterdon and Somerset counties, as well as the link in Hunterdon County. We have a direct line to the bus drivers when the offices of the link close. Lots of different programs. I've talked about lots of different things. But now I'm going to tell you, if you want to know more, what do you do? Go to our website, www.helplinehc.org, helplinehc.org, or call us at 908-782-4357. Or our 1-800 number, which is 272-4630. 1-800-272-4630. And I do want to give a special shout out for all those who participated last Saturday at our Power on Seniors program at HealthQuest. It was a hoot. People were walking around the track at HealthQuest in support of seniors. And we thank HealthQuest for being a wonderful host. We also thank Rolling Hills Care Center and Hunterdon Care Center for being sponsors. And also several of our community folks. We had Home Instead, and they're on after Hands Across Hunterdon at 11 o'clock, so listen into their program. Meals on Wheels, can't say enough about that. Without Meals on Wheels, our seniors would, in fact, go hungry. We had Heath Village and Independence Manor. So a wonderful shout out to them, their staff, for participating in this event. Dave Farragut, volunteer extraordinaire, who's just wonderful to give of his time. He also is a literacy tutor. You know, we started this program talking about volunteers such as Noah and Dave and so many more, the 90 volunteers we have. Again, we could not do it without you. So what I'm going to do is tell you about the members of Give Hunterdon. Give Hunterdon is Hunterdon County's source for nonprofit giving. And the reason we all came together is because we cannot provide these free programs and services without the help of grants and without you, seriously, personally, digging into your pockets, people, and sending donations for the work that we do. Nonprofits are a different animal. We run like a business. We should act like a business. But on the other hand, our funding does not leave us the opportunity to make profits in the same way that a for-profit business does. This doesn't mean that we can't have a profit. We just can't. Our board of directors are not allowed to partake in that profit. It has to go right back into the programs and services that we provide, and of course the staffing. It's difficult. It's very difficult. And if you're a for-profit business, you know how difficult it's been in the last several years since the economy took a downward turn, to say the least. Think about the nonprofits relying on those businesses to support us with their gracious community support. When that ends, or when that is reduced, our nonprofit programs and services are also affected. So Give Hunterdon was started to bring all of us together and find different ways to support each other when we know that our donors would be different, we're not in competition, and really get the word out there as to what we do. And it's a lot easier doing that when we're working together. For instance, we had a wonderful ad during the holiday season where we all chipped in. We wouldn't have been able to do that in the Hunterdon Democrat if we hadn't pitched in together. We're doing a lot of marketing, tweeting, etc., and liking each other on Facebook, which we would not have been able to do just trying to market our own organization. So if you go to givehunterdon.org, you'll see our members, and if you're a nonprofit listening in, it costs you nothing to join, to become part of this. You'll see the various logos, a brief description, and a read more about what they do. And if you're looking to give back to your community, this is a great place to go because you may not have a connection to an organization. You may not have had reason to use a particular service, but you still want to give back to the community, being that you're successful in it, and you realize that you're successful in it because of all of these different entities coming together and making Hunterdon County a great place to work, to live, to play. So if you go to givehunterdon.org, you can read about the different organizations that make a difference here in your community. I'm going to start with Hunterdon Youth Services because we get a lot of calls at Hunterdon Helpline from people who would like to donate furniture, clothing, etc. And thanks to Youth Services, we have a new thrift shop that will take that furniture, which is very, very difficult. In fact, the county's Comprehensive Emergency Assistance Committee, of which I'm a part, was trying to figure out a way of opening up a facility to accommodate all these donations. And we were having a bit of a difficult time. And then suddenly, Hunterdon Youth Services decided to do this. And we're exceptionally grateful because now I've got someplace to send all those callers to when they do have furniture. So if they're downsizing or they got new furniture, what have you. So Hunterdon Youth Services was established over 35 years ago, and it provides more than 3,500 nights of safe, compassionate care every year. Every year for 35 years to boys who have been victims of abuse, abandonment, neglect, and community children whose behaviors have escalated beyond parental control. It's a fantastic organization. They do right by these boys, and they teach them, assist them with their education. It's just a fantastic organization. And if you go to Give Hunterdon and click on Hunterdon Youth Services, you'll find out that they have a monetary need. It says here nearly 10% of their budget must be fundraised annually. And that's just to meet the daily living and recreational food and clothing needs of their residents. They also have material needs. And so their current needs include carpet replacement, kitchen cabinets, and vans to transport their youth. Transportation is a huge issue here in Hunterdon County, and we nonprofits are, like everyone else, truly battling that challenge. And guess what? They need volunteers. They need volunteers. Now, there's a button right there to click on to donate. It will take you directly to their site. Give Hunterdon does not take any money, any donations. We want you to click on the various organizations that you want to support, go directly to their website and make your donation, or call them to make your material donation. So in this case, say you want to provide them with kitchen cabinets. Obviously, you would call them. But if you hit the donate button, you will go to their website. For further information about Hunterdon Youth Services, call 908-782-0848, 908-782-0848, and you can speak to somebody directly, or like I said, go to givehunterdon.org and find out about them in that way. We have a couple of minutes before we have to take a break, so we're going to go to, let's see, who haven't I spoken about in a while? Let's go to Fisherman's Mark, because they are in the south part of our county, oftentimes sort of on the periphery, not remembered, if you will, isolated, because they're in the southern part. Many of these organizations are in the Flemington area, or even Clinton has, I guess, more of a more exposure, if you will. Fisherman's Mark really provides its community in Lambertville with a variety of different things. In fact, we're going to be working together to bring a literacy services tutoring training session down to Fisherman's Mark so that the volunteers there can be adult tutors for the adult learners in Lambertville. They have their own food pantry. They meet basic needs for self-sufficiency. They provide responsive programs and services to promote stability, health, and wellness. And a lot of different, they have a, in addition to the food pantry, which I was privileged to sit and watch its operation in the springtime. They have a garden that the community comes out and takes care of, and what is it called? Reaps the benefits of what they sow. So what's their monetary need? Oh gosh, they need operating expenses for 7 dynamic programs. And before my break, which I need to do shortly, I'm going to tell you that operating costs is huge. Why? because when you get a grant, most of the time it only allows you to spend 10 to 15% on administrative needs. That's impossible. We all know we cannot put on a program without administrative costs and operating needs. So very important that you know that. And if you want to designate for a particular program or what have you, please be very cognizant of the fact that most of these nonprofits do need operating and administrative expenses or donations. They also need playground equipment and a van for food pickup. They also need, like all of us, volunteers. So again, there's a donate button there at givehundred.org. Click on Fisherman's Marks logo and it'll take you right there. And I'll be back after this break.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And you're back to Hunterdon Helplines, Hands Across Hunterdon Show, every Friday morning between 10 and 11. I'm Susan Lax. We have been talking about a variety of issues, volunteering. We've been talking about Give Hunterdon, which is huge. I cannot tell you enough. You know, I could sit here and talk about Hunterdon Helpline till the cows come home instead of all these other organizations. But I'm not going to because, well, obviously I'm going to support our own programs and services. It is so important that people in our county, in our area, understand that it's all of us together who are meeting the challenges of people here in need. And as I said before, if we meet those challenges and help that one person, we're also helping their family. We are also helping their community, their neighborhood, and we are helping our county. One person succeeds, we all succeed. And we can't do it without the nonprofits in our area. And oftentimes people say, There's so many of these nonprofits. Oh my gosh, they duplicate services. We've got several looking at drugs. We've got several looking at seniors. We've got several looking at literacy. Well, true in a way, but none of those services are duplicated. We're very careful to stay in our particular lane so that we can support the other nonprofit who is doing similar work. For instance, when you take the Y or Fisherman's Mark, they all have a literacy program. And as I said, we're bringing our training program to Fisherman's Mark to teach their tutors so that they can help the people in Lambertville. But these programs are different. Our program starts at a certain level. It's a one-on-one program. The ESC provides a classroom environment. We're part of a consortium with the ESC. We have the YMCA with a small literacy program, but it's one-on-one for people who speak Spanish only and need that kind of jump start. Whereas our program is for anyone from any country knowing any language. So we make sure that we work together. We also make sure that we link to each other. So for instance, if our one-on-one program is working with a student and we decide, you know what, it's time that they go into a classroom environment, either simultaneously with our program or graduating from our program into the classroom environment, we then connect them with the classroom environment program, which is at the ESC. So we all can't have the same kind of capacity. We all have a different structure. Huntington Helpline's Literacy Services Program, you know, with the proper funding, of course, I suppose we could branch out into a classroom environment, but that's not the mission of our program. The mission of our program is to have this one-on-one relationship building with a person. We also have a different way of teaching than the other programs have. Again, to kind of jumpstart somebody, not to conjugate verbs, but to be able to go to work, to be able to talk to their boss, to be able to follow instructions, to be able to talk to their child's teacher. That's how our program works. You're learning English, but through functionality. And again, different from the environment that says, okay, here's your classroom environment. You want to go on to RVCC. While we will help you get there, we also will recommend that you are part of the classroom environment as well, because that is going to give you better entree into higher education. So same with the drug prevention programs, same with some of the senior programs. No two programs are alike. We may be going for similar funding, but that funding is going to help the specific program. So for instance, Meals on Wheels may be looking for a county grant, as I am, for Huntington Helpline, both for seniors. But Meals on Wheels is going to put out an RFP proposal for congregate meals. I'm going to put out a proposal to support telephone reassurance and friendly visitor program. So we're doing work for the same demographic group, but we are not duplicating services. And it's important to remember that, because again, no one organization has the capacity, has the wherewithal, has the funding, unfortunately, to do everything for everyone. So I'm going to talk about the Huntington County YMCA, because I'm actually on their marketing committee, and I'm amazed sitting there to know that this isn't just another fitness center. The things that they do for people in the community are incredible. The scholarships they have, the daycare center that they have is par excellence. It is amazing. They have a campaign out now that is called I Am a Y Kid, and I put my story up there because I actually did learn how to swim through the Y in my neighborhood when I was 5 and 6 years old. My grandmother used to take me by the hand and take me over to the Y, which is one of the oldest, I believe, in the country, and has some great historic stories to it, as well as some Olympic or graduates from the swim team there, etc., who became Olympic competitors. But the Y has so many different programs, whether it's for seniors, whether it's for kids, whether it's about diabetes, whether it's about, again, literacy. It is truly sort of a community organization that says we're not just interested in your physical health, but in your mental health, for your well-being, for your financial health, so you can go to work. We have a daycare center. It truly is amazing, and I hope that you click on the YMCA, read more about them, read more about what their needs are, remembering that when you go to give Hunterdon, everyone has a financial need, but also very few don't need volunteers. So if you can't reach into your pocket, as I asked before, reach into your heart and just give an hour. Even an hour of your time is useful. If you want to become a friendly visitor with Helpline, an hour a week means so much to a senior. An hour on the phones in our office. An hour at the YMCA. So many different opportunities. So please, remember givehunterdon.org. Support our programs. And you can support us all in a lot of different ways. Like our Facebook pages. Put it out there. Comment. If you know a story about being helped by a Helpline program or a Y program or Hunterdon Youth Services program or NAMI or Drug Awareness, put it out there. Make a comment. Show people that we're active. We're involved. We've connected with people. We're doing good work. Tweet. I love tweeting. Okay? This has like become my passion. So you can help us get the word out in so many different ways, even if you cannot afford to give. That said, we have to go. Boomer's World with Home Instead is coming up next. Remember, Hunterdon Helpline is your first call for help. Please dial 908-782-4357 or 1-800-272-4630 24/7. We'll see you next week.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Florida Senator and Republican President candidate Marco Rubio calls Detroit an example of opportunity for a new American economy. Speaking to the Detroit Economic Club yesterday, says the city is in a unique position.
No city understands the heights attainable through the American dream better than Detroit, and no city understands the pain of losing the dream and the importance of restoring it.
For the first time in the 60-year history of the Army's Ranger School, two women will graduate today. Captain Kristen Griest and First Lieutenant Shay Haver will be the first women to receive Ranger tabs. They'll be honored along with 94 other classmates in a ceremony at Fort Benning, Georgia. Firefighting experts from Australia and New Zealand are flying to the U.S. to help extinguish the flames torching western states. A team of more than 70 specialists will arrive in Boise, Idaho on Sunday, and they'd be assigned to fires in California, Oregon, and Washington. The help comes as local officials warn they do not have enough resources to keep up. This is USA Headline News.
Hey, what's going on here?
Haven't you heard? Handwriting can make you awesome, and that's why Bic's on a mission to save it.
Handwriting can make me awesome?
Yeah. Writing could boost your self-confidence, spark creativity, and it definitely makes you a better reader. And that's pretty awesome.
Huh, I never thought...